This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B. They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D. They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A. He's walking along the shore.
B.
He's swimming in the sea.
C.
He's holding a fishing pole.
D.
He's getting into a boat.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A.
A woman standing on a busy street.
B.
A woman's wiping a car window with a cloth.
C.
A woman's carrying a jacket over her arm.
D.
A woman's parking a vehicle.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
A truck has stopped at a traffic light.
B.
A man is loading boxes onto a cart.
C.
A man is kneeling on the grass.
D.
Some boxes are stacked on the ground.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A. One of the women is writing on a notepad.
B.
One of the women is looking at some files.
C.
The women are sitting at their desks.
D.
The women are facing each other.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
Cars are parked in a garage.
B.
Plants are arranged on tables.
C.
There are umbrellas blocking a road.
D.
There are chairs set up in front of a building.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
Some travelers are seated in a waiting area.
B.
Some workers are setting up partitions.
C.
One of the women is handing out tickets.
D.
One of the men is approaching a counter.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Where did you leave the account files?
A.
In your mailbox.
B.
To South America.
C.
No, I live nearby.
Number 8.
Who should I call about the broken window?
A.
The maintenance department.
B.
Try not to leave it open.
C.
Around 9 o'clock.
Number 9.
You ordered more parts for the motor, right?
A.
I promoted him.
B.
Thanks, it's a new model.
C.
Yes, last week.
Number 10.
When is the rent due?
A.
Please send it by Friday.
B.
I do have one.
C.
The new apartment complex.
Number 11.
Why don't we submit the supply request?
A.
Okay, I'll print it out.
B.
Yesterday morning.
C.
Yes, we do.
Number 12.
Won't you be at the panel discussion tomorrow?
A.
The presentation schedule.
B.
The brown panels look nice.
C.
No, I'm leaving the conference tonight.
Number 13.
When did Susan ask for a computer upgrade?
A.
About an hour.
B.
Sometime last week.
C.
To business class.
Number 14.
Do you work in marketing or public policy?
A.
It's open to the public.
B.
I don't like the new policies.
C.
Neither, actually.
Number 15.
Are you available for an interview next Tuesday?
A.
Yes, I'd be happy to come in.
B.
A bit earlier next time.
C.
Sure, let's go over the weekend.
Number 16.
How did you make this soup?
A.
Quite a long time.
B.
Here's a copy of the recipe.
C.
For Saturday night.
Number 17.
Wasn't the office furniture shipped last month?
A.
The delivery's been delayed.
B.
Ms. Martinez does.
C.
A more modern design.
Number 18.
Do you have some paper clips I can use?
A.
The paper comes in several colors.
B.
I found it very useful.
C.
How many do you need?
Number 19.
How do I change my password?
A.
I don't have any more.
B.
You'd better ask Ms. Wong.
C.
Yes, you can log in now.
Number 20.
You can't get us an earlier flight, can you?
A.
It's a wonderful city.
B.
I usually pack light.
C.
No, they're all fully booked.
Number 21.
Why is the door locked?
A.
I'm sure security can open it.
B.
6 o'clock every day.
C.
It's right around the corner.
Number 22.
Are you using the copier?
A.
Would you like some more?
B.
You go ahead.
C.
Mr. Tong's office.
Number 23.
I really need the updated expense report.
A.
The trip to London.
B.
It wasn't that expensive.
C.
I'll send it as soon as possible.
Number 24.
Who's leading the logo design project?
A.
I can lead you there.
B.
By the 3rd of October.
C.
We're still deciding.
Number 25.
What happened at the workshop yesterday?
A.
It's been working fine.
B.
I missed it too.
C.
I like that shop.
Number 26.
Is there a dressing room where I can try these sweaters on?
A.
The store opened at 10 a.m.
B.
How would you like to pay?
C.
They're all occupied right now.
Number 27.
The dinner with the clients is Wednesday.
A.
4 copies, please.
B.
I'm sure that he did.
C.
That's not what I was told.
Number 28.
Why is the financial forecast still not finished?
A.
They're forecasting rain.
B.
In the finance department.
C.
You didn't receive it?
Number 29.
What did you think about that presenter?
A.
I wish you could train my team.
B.
Thanks, that's good to know.
C.
About 3 times a week.
Number 30.
Is our production line operating again?
A.
That's a high rating.
B.
Not quite, but almost.
C.
Yes, I have.
Number 31.
I'm going to put on my sweater.
A.
The morning weather report.
B.
I could turn the heat up.
C.
I haven't decided yet.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Larson. Thanks for agreeing to review the budget report that I prepared. I wanted to make sure that I did it correctly since it's my first time.
Yes, Jason, it looked very good overall. The only thing I'll need you to do is to add more details to the expenditures list. We like to have every office supply itemized.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll work on getting those details this afternoon. It would be helpful to see how it was done in the past. Is there an example of a report that I can look at?
You should talk to Emiko. She can give you a copy of last month's report.
Number 32. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 33. What does the man request? Number 34. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Batra, how does the stage look to you? Is the piano in the right place?
The stage arrangement is fine. but can we make sure that there'll be enough background lighting? I want all the members of my band to be visible.
Of course, but I'd rather do it when the rest of your band is here so I can be sure the lighting is right.
Okay, I'm meeting them for lunch, and then we're coming back here to rehearse together this afternoon. We'll see you then.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. What does the woman ask about? Number 37. What does the man say he would prefer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Bob. I received your email about the software training at 2 p.m. this Friday, but I have to meet with the marketing director of J. Alderman & Sons at that time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot that you had a client meeting. How long do you think it'll take?
Probably 30 to 45 minutes. I have to review a contract with him. Is there any way that you could start the training later in the day?
Unfortunately, the rest of the team isn't free after 3 p.m., but if it's okay with you, I can just email you the training documents to look over on your own. Contact me next week if you have any questions.
Number 38. What is the problem? Number 39. What does the woman inquire about? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Okay, Mr. Patel. Did the doctor want you to make another appointment?
Yes, but I'll have to check my work calendar.
You can now make appointments on our website if you have an account. Just log on and view available times online.
Great. How do I sign up for an account?
Colin handles all registrations. Colin, can you help Mr. Patel set up a patient account on our website?
Certainly. If you have a smartphone, we can do it now. Or I can give you a handout with instructions to set up your account later.
I'll set it up later.
Okay, here's the handout. Please call with any questions.
Number 41. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 42. According to the woman, why should Mr. Patel open an account? Number 43. What does Colin give to Mr. Patel? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Mina, I was thinking about our travel plans for the industry conference we're going to in Boston. It's only 2 weeks away.
Well, the three of us are all taking the same flight, so maybe we could ride together from the office to the airport. But we'll be gone for several days, so the cost of parking would really add up.
True. You know, I think it's $20 to take a taxi.
That's a possibility. Let's ask Martin what he thinks.
Number 44. What does the man say will take place in 2 weeks? Number 45. What does the woman say she is concerned about? Number 46. Why does the man say,
"It's $20 to take a taxi"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Sam, Mr. Kim just called about his order. He wants us to double the number of uniforms we're making for his hotel staff.
That's great news. Has the deadline changed also?
Actually, he still wants the order to be finished by the 1st of May.
That's a problem. There's no way we can make so many uniforms that quickly.
How about we hire some part-time tailors to help with this extra work?
Good idea. Can you get a list of names for me?
Number 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 48. What problem does the man mention? Number 49. How will the speaker solve the problem? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, ma'am. Thanks for shopping at Fresh Made Supermarket. Do you have one of our loyalty cards?
Yes, but I forgot to bring it today.
Unfortunately, I can't look up your phone number because our computer system isn't working, so I can't give you a discount today.
Okay, I understand. Oh, and I took this bottle of soy sauce from the shelf, but I don't want to buy it now.
That's fine. I know where it belongs. Now, will you be paying with cash or credit?
Number 50. What has the woman forgotten to bring? Number 51. What problem does the man mention? Number 52. What does the man imply when he says,
I know where it belongs.
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Tanaka. Welcome to Bike Solutions Consulting. When I heard that a representative from the Burrville City Council wanted to meet, I was very excited.
Well, we know your company helps cities set up their bike share programs, and Burrville wants to set one up too.
That's great news. What are your goals for your program?
We want to encourage our residents to exercise, as well as to reduce car traffic. But it's going to be a challenge convincing people to participate.
We'll handle that. When cities partner with us, part of the service we provide is an advertising campaign. We'll produce television and radio commercials that will encourage community members to use the bikes.
Number 53. Who most likely is the man? Number 54. What are the speakers discussing? Number 55. What does the woman say is part of the service her company provides? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for stopping by, Vincent and Sanjay. The board of directors decided to purchase new security cameras, so someone from Menovar Technologies is coming tomorrow to deliver and install them.
It'll be good to have the latest equipment.
I agree. So, Vincent, I'll need some of your maintenance department staff to help with the installation.
No problem. I'll send two people over to assist.
Thanks.
Will there be a training session for my security personnel to use the new camera system?
Yes, Sanjay. Menovar Technologies suggested next Monday for the training. Is that okay for your team?
Sure. How about 10 o'clock?
I'll email Menovar right away to see if that works for them.
Number 56. What is the woman announcing? Number 57. What is being arranged for next week? Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for agreeing to meet me for this interview. The readers of Auto World magazine are eager to hear about your company's plans for a new car manufacturing plant.
Yes, we'll be opening a facility in Indonesia soon. We currently have two plants in this country, so we're looking forward to expanding our production capabilities overseas.
I see. And when will the first cars be built in that factory?
That's a good question. Right now we're planning on December.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 61. According to the man, what will happen in December? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and product list.
Hi, Raymond. It's Marta Dunmore. I'm calling about the wood options we discussed for my new kitchen floor.
Great. What did you decide?
Well, I thought about choosing the dark pine, but then I took the samples you gave me into the kitchen and looked at them carefully. I decided the pattern on the oak will look best.
Oak is a great choice. It's harder than pine, so it's a good value. And the light color of the ash and maple don't really match your kitchen.
Okay, great. When can you start the installation?
I'll have to check my calendar when I get back to the office. Can I give you a call later?
Number 62. How did the woman reach her decision? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which product did the woman choose? Number 64. Why does the man need to call back later? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
I think the restaurant's going to get some nice publicity by being in the community festival this weekend. It'll be a great way to get customers interested in our food.
It's definitely good advertising. Aren't you working the first day of the festival?
Yeah, but if the event gets rained out and is held at a later date, I won't be able to work it because I'll be on holiday. Luckily, the weather this weekend should be warm and sunny, so I plan to be at the festival's opening day. How about you?
I'm not scheduled to work for the restaurant, but I'll be there helping a friend. She has a small jewelry shop and needs a hand with her booth.
Number 65. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 66. Look at the graphic. When will the man work at the festival? Number 67. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Welcome to the Natural History Museum. Can I help you?
Hi. I'm trying to find the special fossils exhibit I saw advertised on TV. Can you tell me how to get to it?
Sure. We're here in the main hall. That's the Bird Hall over there. The fossils are just in the next room, on the other side of Bird Hall. It's a large, well-lit space that we often use for special exhibits. That's where you want to go.
Thanks. Oh, and is my ticket good for special exhibits?
Yes. Everything is included with regular admission at our museum.
Number 68. Why does the woman talk to the man? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where does the man tell the woman to go? Number 70. What does the man say about the woman's ticket? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention shoppers! Today is the first day of our spring sales event. This is being held on the first floor. All art supplies are now on sale, starting from as little as $1. We've got great deals on brushes, canvases, paint, and more. Also, from now until August 30th, we're accepting submissions for our summer art contest. This is a wonderful opportunity for aspiring artists to get their work shown. Please visit the information desk for details. Thank you for shopping at Baxter's Art Supply Store.
Number 71. Where is the announcement being made? Number 72. What can listeners find on the first floor? Number 73. What are listeners encouraged to do by August 30th? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Armand. This is Linda from the management office of Red Fox Apartments. I received your message about your dishwasher not working properly, so I've called a repair person to come and fix it on Monday morning at 11 o'clock. Since you'll probably be at work at that time, could you please stop by the management office before then? You'll need to leave a letter giving permission for the repair person to enter in your absence.
Number 74. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 75. What is the speaker calling about? Number 76. Why is the listener asked to stop by an office? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following news report.
This is Maria Santos, your technology reporter for RMT News, reporting live this week from the Global Technologies Trade Show. Throughout the week, I'll be showing you some of the latest products on display here. Right now, I have in my hand the newest mobile phone from Helios Wireless, the Helios 10. What's really unique about this phone is its revolutionary screen. Helios has developed a glare-proof material for the screen that's easy to read outdoors, even on the sunniest days. I've tried it, and it works. If you're coming to the trade show this week, be sure to check out this product at the Helios booth in aisle 6.
Number 77. What product is the speaker discussing? Number 78. What is unique about the product? Number 79. What does the speaker suggest some listeners do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi everyone, thanks for coming to this last-minute meeting. Remember the large order of glassware we shipped to the client in California? It's been a week, so I called the shipping company this morning and apparently we put the wrong address on the labels. They've located the boxes and are reshipping them immediately to the correct address. But since we could have lost one of our biggest clients over this mistake, I want to make sure this never happens again. Masaki, I'd like you to go through our address list and double-check all of our clients' addresses.
Number 80. Why has the meeting been called? Number 81. Why does the speaker say,
"It's been a week"?
Number 82. What does the speaker ask Masaki to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, it's Soon Hee from payroll. I'm looking over some paperwork for your new employee, a Mr. Kyle Ellis. He didn't fill out one of the tax forms he received at yesterday's new hire orientation. I can't finish entering him into our system until I have that information. It's important we take care of this today so he can get paid on time. Can you send Mr. Ellis to my office as soon as possible? I realize this may interrupt his training. This form is only one page, though. Thanks.
Number 83. Which department does the speaker work for? Number 84. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Number 85. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"This form is only one page, though"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following tour information.
During this special tour of Longmark Battery's manufacturing plant, I'll show you exactly how our scientists and engineers develop our Longmark batteries, as well as how our production team manufactures the final products. Longmark has become one of the leading companies in the energy industry, and we strive to create innovative and cutting-edge products. At the end of the tour, you'll have the opportunity to hear from Laura Shen, one of our leading scientists here at Longmark. Dr. Shen will discuss some of our newest research and products. Please note that photography is not allowed during the tour as it is distracting to our workers. Now, follow me.
Number 86. What product will listeners learn about on the tour? Number 87. Who is Laura Shen? Number 88. What does the speaker mention about the tour? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Hello everyone. Thanks again for attending this screening of my film documentary, Cultural Cuisines. I apologize again for starting a little late. The projector wasn't working properly. Before I show the film, I'd like to tell you a bit about it. A few years ago, I traveled to Bolivia and fell in love with its food and its food culture. In the movie, A group of people from a small Bolivian village show you how problems can be resolved while everyone's enjoying a delicious meal. At 2 hours long, it is a long film, but I'll be answering questions when it's over.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What caused a delay? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
"I'll be answering questions when it's over"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, team. Congratulations on creating such a successful marketing campaign for our Heritage Mill cookies. We've already seen a dramatic increase in this product's sales since the launch of the television commercial, so I'd like you to expand this marketing campaign to our other products as well. According to a recent survey, our customers really like the images of the families eating together that they saw in our commercials. So, let's keep this concept in mind as we think of ideas for our other products. We'll discuss those ideas at our meeting next week.
Number 92. Who is the speaker congratulating? Number 93. According to the speaker, what do customers like about the commercial? Number 94. What most likely will listeners do next week? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following public announcement and boarding pass.
Attention all passengers on flight WA-15. Due to inclement weather, this flight has been cancelled. We're very sorry for the inconvenience. In order to assist you in making alternative travel arrangements, we'll be calling passengers up to the counter according to your boarding zone numbers. Please take out your boarding passes and look at the zone number you have been assigned. Approach the counter only when we call the group with your zone number. In just a few moments, we will begin unloading your luggage. Please listen for a separate announcement about where to retrieve your bags. Thank you for your patience and cooperation.
Number 95. What is the announcement about? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which number should James Albertson pay attention to now? Number 97. What will the speaker announce later? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
Last week, I went to the yearly retreat for Kearson bookstore managers. The good news coming out of that meeting concerns money. Each store in the chain will have an increased budget next year to spend on expanding one of the sections in their store. After I returned, I took an informal survey about what kind of books customers would like us to carry more of. As you can see from the chart, it's clear which one they like the best. And the art section will need to be reduced, unfortunately. That inventory has become too expensive to stock.
Number 98. What event did the speaker recently attend? Number 99. What topic does the speaker report on? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which store section will be expanded? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.